The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And we welcome you back. It's great to have all of you here on what has been a rather busy but expected busy afternoon. Let's update you on what you may have missed while you were away. There are a lot of NCAA basketball games and other things going on. And we talked about the Crimson Tide just a minute ago. And we had Nate Oates on, and he certainly was concerned about the upset today, but said something I don't know if I've heard many coaches say. He was very confident. This is the lineup tomorrow. LSU taking on the Bonnies, Alabama in Iona, and Missouri in Oklahoma. The women's side are unhappy. There's apparently a number of examples of unequal treatment, which is hard to imagine when you consider what the NCAA stands for, but it's a very, very big story. Ross Bjork tweeting out about his unhappiness about it as well. And let's give you an update on a couple of games that are going on. Tennessee has struggled. They have tried to get on a bit of a run here late. They were down by 20 a minute ago. They have cut the lead to 16, but that is that. Biggest upset of the day, biggest upset of the tournament. Ohio State, of course, the number two seed, lost in overtime for the Big Ten Championship, and then 5 days later has lost in overtime to Oral Roberts. Baylor did beat Hartford. Didn't cover, though. That was probably the most intriguing part of that game, and it looks like Sister Jean is going to live to see another day, and at her age, that is great news. Loyola Chicago on the verge of breaking the back of Georgia Tech, so that would be the second ACC team to go out today for a conference that had a rough year with Duke not even making the field. The phone number here is 855-242-7285. We have had many, many guests, including Nate Oates, so many other guests. We've talked some football as well because many camps are either open or did open today. Let's get back to the calls and check in with Eugene, who is in Georgia. Eugene, how are you?
Hey, Paul. I'm doing just fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very much.
Enjoying your show very much. Paul, you know, I live in Gwinnett County in Georgia, which is one of the metro counties in the Atlanta area. And I have to tell you that the recent murders of Asian women have really disturbed the peace of our community. This has just been a horrible tragedy. And it set me to thinking about how my program, the Bulldogs, owe a big debt to one of our greatest players, Hines Ward, who is of Asian heritage. And, of course, he went on to have a spectacular career with the Pittsburgh Steelers and was the most valuable player, I think, in not one but two Super Bowls. He is much beloved by the Bulldog community, and we owe a great deal to the Asian community here in Atlanta and in Georgia, and I think Gwinnett County is probably the most diverse, at least nationality-wise, of all the counties probably in the South. This is something to think about, Paul. We need to examine ourselves and determine whether or not our gun laws need to be looked at more closely. I know this is going to cause a lot of people to start thinking, oh, no, here we go again, people demanding more stringent gun laws. But guns do kill people. And, yes, I believe that people need to pass more stringent tests before they can get their hands on guns, because we just need to strike back against these people who do these horrible murders. fairly easily, it seems. I think we need to make it more difficult for them to get hold of guns. And this is something that has disturbed me, Paul. I'd like to have your comments. I'd like to listen to people who call in about this. This is something we need to pay attention to.
Well, thank you for the call, Eugene. And I will second what you said about the events in Georgia this week. It is an absolute tragedy, and a lot of people, especially the families, but many others are hurting as well. Thank you very much for sharing that. Let's continue with more phone calls and check out Dylan, who is up next in Alabama. Hello, Dylan.
Hello, Paul.
Hey there. Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I am doing great.
That's great to hear. So what is your take, Paul, on Alabama's chances to make the Final Four or even win it all?
I really like their chances to make the Final Four. I've listened to a lot of the experts that we've had here, especially Billis last night and Seth Greenberg. I do not think they can win it all. Now, I know somebody will say, well, if you get to the Final Four, you can win it all. I think they have a good path to the Final Four, but I don't think anyone is beating Gonzaga.
Yeah, that's a fair take. I like that. Now, do you mind if I ask you this?
No.
Do you think Bryce Young to Alabama will – I know when I say hold back, I don't mean like hold back, but like you know how Mac Jones, how much talent, and like you know how he did a lot for Alabama? Do you think they'll be better with Bryce Young or Mac Jones?
Well, I don't know how you can be any better than Alabama was with Mac Jones. He's one of the most efficient quarterbacks ever. We had Stephen M. Smith on earlier, and he really painted a bright picture for Paul Tyson, who has certainly gotten a lot of publicity because of his family lineage, but not many people expected him to make a serious run at that job. But Stephen M. made it sound like it's neck and neck. So I think Alabama has a really good quarterback. I think there's so many other positions to fill. This isn't going to be an eagerly anticipated spring. I mean, you would be a blithering idiot not to think Alabama is going to have a good team, but I am not one who thinks this team will match last year. Not at all. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check out Ivy, who is up next in Birmingham. Hello, Ivy.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
We're doing great. Thank you for the call.
Yes, sir. I hope you're doing well. Just had a thought about the elder gentleman who just called talking about more strict gun laws and things like that, talking about guns actually kill people. You know, I'm 44 years old, grew up in the Mississippi Delta, and at my high school, every truck in the parking lot had rifles in the back glass. It's not guns that kill people. It's stupid people with guns that kill people. And in my opinion, where the problem comes in is that if somebody goes out and commits a crime with a gun, they've got all these judiciary policies and court policies and all this kind of stuff to appeal and wrap it up in litigation and just waste the money. That's the problem that needs to get fixed, is the judicial side of the scenario. Just wanted to – I'll hang up now and listen to
you. Yeah, thank you.
People
are certainly – I must say that – they're interesting arguments, and we always hear this anytime there is a national tragedy. But I know a lot of I'm not making a political statement. I just happen to know a lot of people that own guns, and they are very responsible. I think we always tend to penalize those who do it correctly for the outliers out there who create this issue. Thank you for the call, though. Appreciate it. We have more time for you to get in, and I hope you will. If you have an opinion on anything, at 855-242-7285. Adam Rittenberg will join us in a few minutes. He's in Indianapolis. We'll update you as we work our way throughout the afternoon, and we are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And we're back, and this is the latest from Indy. Oregon State continues to lead Tennessee 55-40. The Vols have shown some life in the second half. This is the famous 5-12 game where there's always an upset. Is this the one? Oregon State surprised everyone winning the Pac-12. We'll update you as the game nears its end. Tennessee just hit a critical three-pointer after Oregon State hit one. And without that, this game may have already been written off. But the Vols are still alive. And we'll follow that game the rest of the way. Let's get some more calls here. And Jamie is up next in Arkansas. Yes, hello, Jamie.
Thank you, Paul, for taking my call.
Thank you.
What was your thoughts today on the way the Hogs played in basketball? And how do you see them handling Alabama this weekend in baseball?
Jamie, I was not too surprised. I think when you're a heavy favorite and they were a big one, it's sometimes hard to get started. We saw that with Ohio State. We're seeing it with Tennessee. So I am not overly concerned. I thought they came back well. Where's the Arkansas Alabama baseball game?
I believe it's in Fayetteville.
Well, come on. That's an easy question, isn't it?
Yeah, but come on. You know, our bats kind of died down over the last couple games.
Give it time. It's only March 19th. anxious Arkansas fans. They nearly won the title 3 years ago. Came down to the last game. Should have won it probably, but I like their chances this time around. More of your calls continuing here, and Mike is up next. Hey, Mike. Thanks. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, how's the world treating you?
I am pretty happy with it. Thank you for asking.
I just wanted to call and make a comment about the man that called about the guns. And I feel sorry for all those victims over there in Georgia, but we're about the same age, I guess. I'm 64. But when I was growing up, you know, maybe 3 mothers out of 10 worked, and the other 7 were at home, but it's went just the opposite now. It seems like there's more moms working and less moms being at home to try and teach these kids right from wrong. And what's your thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, it is a different world. You know, when I grew up, my mom was at home. Ultimately, she had to go to work. But yeah, it was. Right. And I mean, we are in our generation in the 60s. I'm not sure I remember any of my friends' moms working, do you?
No, like I said, I lived in a small community, but they was mostly at home. And another thing, when I did something wrong, my mother would take a flip-flop or shoe off and she'd wear my backside out.
Oh, sure.
And teach you some respect. But now these kids nowadays, you take the iPhone from them or you take the laptop from them, but, I mean, it's just a lack of respect from... I've worked all over the United States in construction until I retired last year, and it's heartbreaking for me to see the crap that's going on, and it's like nobody wants to do anything about it. But as far as taking guns away,
yeah, Mike,
it's
a complicated world out there, and I'm not trying to overstate the obvious. How are you enjoying retirement?
Oh, very much so. We met about 5 years ago. You was playing in the Pro-Am out there at Shoal Creek, and spoke to you. But have you
Mike,
gave up the game of golf?
I'm happy about one thing. I didn't kill you that day with my golf cap.
Well, I was behind you, so okay. I mean,
no, that's not always. I was in one of those pro-ams once. I hit such a bad shot. It hit a bridge and bounced all the way back, so it nearly hit me. You could do a comedy show off of my golf game. The good news about my golf game is I've quit playing golf, so everyone is much safer.
No, I followed y'all around for about four holes, and you played a pretty decent game of golf.
Well, thank you.
But no, that's all I had to say. But hey, I appreciate you taking my call, and hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Mike. Bye. I appreciate it. I used to take golf very seriously, and then I excised it for my life. I think I'm a lot happier. Let's get back to the calls here, and David, who is up next. Great to hear from you, David. Good afternoon, David. You there? Okay. By the way, yeah, that was my fault. This is when you try to hit something without looking. This is a weird little machine we have here, and I'm going to try to. I don't know if I'll ever figure David out again, but I'll try Charlie next. Hey, Charlie, go right ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to get your take on Alabama football, like for this coming up season.
I feel pretty good about it. Now, the problem is I really will, before I go all in, which I'm sure I will, I think I've picked Alabama to win every title since Saban's second or third year, but I really need to see what they do in spring. Everyone knows what they don't have. I'm just not sure what they have.
Okay, so now what are your takes on like all the new recruits we have this year?
Well, mine are the same as everyone else. It's very possibly the best recruiting class Alabama has had under Nick Saban, which is, quite frankly, saying a great deal. So I want to know how they work out. And, I must say that my attention to football has waned a little bit in recent weeks because of basketball, but we will be spending a lot of time over the next 4 weeks. So let's see what the experts have to say, and I bet we hear some really good stories about the recruits down there. Hey, thank you for the call. Philip is up next. Philip, how are you?
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Philip, it's all good. Great to hear from you.
Thank you, Paul. I wasn't going to call today, as Coach Bryant would put it. I'm stall walking. I'm so nervous about the game tomorrow. But
come on.
Well, you saw what happened to Tennessee today.
Yeah, but Tennessee's only down by 16 points right now. Two touchdowns and a couple of 2-point conversions.
My bad. But the gun thing prodded me to call Paul. As you know, I practiced law in Memphis for around 40 years.
Right.
And about halfway through my practice, I became, I hate to put it this way, but I guess I was general counsel for one of the gangs there in town. I had gotten a lucky verdict for one of the chief guys, and the business started rolling in. And at that point, Bill Clinton had introduced on his behalf in the Congress a gun control bill. And I asked the honcho one day when he was in my office, what are you going to do when the government starts taking up the assault rifles and the ammunition and confiscating these guns? And he looked at me just steely-eyed, and he said, I wish him luck, because then I'll be the only guy that has guns. And I said, you're not going to turn them in? He said, of course I'm not going to turn my guns in. I don't care what the law is. And that, I believe, is the biggest problem with gun control. As much as I would hate to do it, I'm not going to keep my guns if the law of the land says you got to turn them in, or let the sheriff's department have them, and you go check them out if you want to go hunting. Whatever the law is, I'm going to comply with it. But the people that are going to rob houses and commit felonies are going to keep their guns. And I would like to have a gun to defend myself, to defend my grandchildren and kids when they come to visit. I know how to use guns. I'm pretty well trained with most any kind of gun, automatic weapon, semi-automatic, shotgun, pistol, left hand, right hand. I'm pretty accurate with it. I'm not going to inadvertently shoot somebody, I don't believe, but I think that people who don't have a criminal background should not succumb to the panic that's been induced by this guy from Texas, that Beto O'Rourke, that president said was going to be his guy to come get your guns. And that's what I just wanted to throw into the debate. I'm not trying to throw gasoline on the fire, but I'm concerned that the people that the act would be intended to control, just like my client said, he has no intention of turning those guns in. And that's a shame, I guess. I wish that it weren't so, but I haven't talked to him in years, but I doubt he's changed his opinion.
Well, Philip, it's always good to hear from you, and look forward to seeing you one of these days when they let us see people again. Hey, thank you for the call. We're up against a break. We'll update you on the Tennessee game. They're on an 8-0 run, so they are certainly making the score more respectable. They are making a run, and Adam Rittenberg will join us live from Indianapolis right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We welcome you back. It is great to have all of you with us. Final 30 minutes of our week. The sports weekend is just getting heated up with some of the big upsets already and some more going on right now. Adam Rittenberg has been in Indianapolis covering the most unusual NCAA basketball tournament of even his lifetime. Adam, thanks for the time. Great to have you with us. And tell us what it's like. We're watching it on TV, but what is it like in one of the buildings?
Yeah, Paul, it's strange. I was at Mackey Arena last night for the first four and Lucas Oil Stadium earlier today. And, you know, there are some fans. There's some signs of normalcy, a little bit of lines at the concessions and getting into the stadiums and the arenas. But definitely not the March Madness that you and I grew up with and love. You don't have that same type of energy. You know, Indianapolis was really a ghost town when I arrived on Wednesday, even into Thursday. There's a few more people around today, but the roads are largely empty aside from the police escorts and the team buses. There's some that are going to be going by probably momentarily coming out of Hinkle Fieldhouse. So yeah, just you don't have that buzz. You know, I've covered a lot of major events here in Indianapolis, you know, Big Ten events, NCAA tournament. I know you have too. And it's a great city when you have that energy and you don't really have that as much. But we have a tournament. We have some great games going on. Obviously, the Oral Roberts Ohio State game was the one that everyone's buzzing about today. So it's different, but it's happening. And that's certainly certainly better than the case last year.
Yeah, and one thing about the first day of the tournament, you and I have both been in many arenas that were pretty dead, especially early on. But maybe by the evening, a Kentucky group would show up or someone else. But I've had players and coaches tell me they're always a little bit surprised because they're used to playing with such energy. Today, with the crowds, I mean, did you feel any of it while you were watching the games today and last night?
You know, there was a little bit of energy last night at Mackey Arena. Michigan State had a good crowd there relatively, although it was only 9% capacity. You know, less than 1,500 people were in the stands. But you could feel it a little bit. You know, today I was at the Baylor-Hartford game. Actually, Hartford had a pretty good crowd there, you know, under the circumstances as a 16th seed. You know, I think it does take a little bit of an adjustment. You saw Baylor come out a little sluggish. You know, they weren't shooting the ball well. It took some time to get going. And so, but again, these players, as you know, have been playing in either empty or partial capacity arenas all season long. So it's not like this is the first time that they're doing so. It's obviously the first time in the NCAA tournament. But, you know, a number of these players in the Big Ten, the Pac-12, haven't seen any fans all year long or maybe only in the conference tournaments. And so even though the capacities are very limited here, none of the six venues being used in the first round are even at the 25% limit that the NCAA allowed. So you're having some fans, but certainly not the normal experience.
Adam, I know you covered the national college scene for ESPN. In the past, you've covered the Big Ten. I'm wondering, have you had a chance to talk to Jim Harbaugh and get his reaction to Ohio State losing today?
Yeah, I think Coach Harbaugh is in the middle of spring practice, but probably did not mind that result with Ohio State going down as a two seed. You know, they haven't had too much to celebrate Michigan over Ohio State, although they are the superior basketball program this year. We'll see how Michigan performs as they begin their tournament on Saturday as a one seed without Isaiah Livers. You know, they weren't able to get too far in the Big Ten tournament, so we'll see if they can have success here. But yeah, I think Harbs was probably enjoying that result. Big Ten already down Ohio State and Michigan State, both teams losing at Mackey Arena. So kind of a graveyard effect there taking place with one of the Big Ten's own venues.
Yeah, it's going to be a race between the Big Ten and the ACC for most disappointing so far. Let me, if I could, switch to football for just a second because we've talked a lot about it today. Spring is starting everywhere. Alabama finally on the field. I know you're concentrating on basketball right now, but what have been some of the most intriguing storylines you've already heard and are looking for as you finally, as we all finally turn that page and start paying more attention to spring ball?
Yeah, no doubt, Paul. I think it's always, for me, coaches and new quarterbacks. And you have new quarterbacks at, you know, Alabama, at Clemson. Ohio State's quarterback competition is going to ramp up. They open spring practice today. So is it going to be C.J. Stroud or Jack Miller or the incoming freshman, Kyle McCord? So that's one that I'll be watching. So some of the more prominent programs, there's some real significant turnover in college football this year. I think it's one reason why Oklahoma is going to be a trendy pick as a national championship champion contender because they return their quarterback from last year in Spencer Rattler. And then certainly you have some new coaches taking over. Brian Harsin at Auburn is particularly intriguing to me. You know, Clark Lee, obviously, at Vanderbilt. Brett Bielema back in the Big Ten at Illinois. He's created some buzz. I thought he built a really good staff. So always interested to see how some of those new coaches fare as they're in the spotlight a little bit more when spring practice gets in full swing.
And Adam, it's a common theme here, as you can imagine. You know the neighborhood, but there's this tug of war going on right now about whether Georgia is really going to finally end this 40 years of frustration. They have all the key ingredients. What's your take on the Dogs?
Yeah, I'm bullish on the pun intended on the Bulldogs, because you saw what they could do with a functioning passing offense, a high-level pass offense down the stretch. I thought that Todd Monken, his effect, you could see on that team once they had the right quarterback in place in JT Daniels, and now you bring back Daniels, you bring most of your top receivers back. You always can run the ball there, but I think there's an openness with Kirby Smart to challenge down the field. Let's face it, Paul, you've seen it just as I have. You have to have an elite passing game to win a national championship. You know, this is not 1990 anymore. It's not 2000 anymore. You need to stretch the field, and the last four national champions have all ranked in the top four nationally in offensive efficiency. So that's the pathway. Nick Saban said it. It's not a defense game anymore. You have to score. You have to throw the ball down the field. I think Georgia has as good a chance as any that I can remember to be able to do that in the playoff era. So I do expect Georgia to make the playoff this year. I'm making that prediction early. I really like that team. Now we'll see if they can put it all together. And can Kirby Smart deliver those key decisions at moments where at times it hasn't come through for him and the Dogs?
Not to put you on the spot in the shadows of one of the great historical field houses in college basketball history, but you like Georgia. It sounds like you like Oklahoma. Don't let me put words in your mouth. Complete the dance card for us.
Yeah, you know, I think beyond that, it gets interesting, right? You know, I think there's certainly potential for another SEC team. Clemson is very strong. I think with DJ Uiagalelei as the returning quarterback, he played a couple of games. I saw him at Notre Dame. That was the one game I saw live last year during the pandemic season. He was unbelievably impressive, set a record for passing yards against Notre Dame. And defensively, they bring back a lot of their pieces. So Clemson could certainly be back there. I think it's going to be tougher for Ohio State. Maybe there's a surprise team that we're not talking about. Texas A&M has an opportunity. So I think, you know, you look at Clemson, very good chance there in the playoff, and then it's probably a second SEC or an Ohio State or someone out of the Big Ten.
Like, Alabama is now just a second SEC. I appreciate that. Hey, Adam, I know you're covering basketball. We didn't mean to change the subject, but hey, why not? Come back soon. Let's get you back in here when the tournament starts to wane, and we'll take a deeper dive. Thank you for coming out and making the time.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Well, we made it to the end of the week. Appreciate you being a part of the show. We will see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.